Welcome to Podchester, presenting QAC Site Village 2006.
Well, hello and welcome to another edition of Podchester. This is podcast number 2, and I hope you're all well. I've had a very, very busy week, last week, being Site Village. I've made plenty of recordings, and that's what we're going to get straight into now. What I've tried to do was find some of the more unusual things at Site Village, and not necessarily go to all the things that were really obvious. So today we're going to talk to Roger Wilson-Hines, and he has a company that is still at the moment called Choice Technology UK Limited, but will soon be screenreader.net. And I'm going to speak no more and let him and us do the talking about the products. We're going to be talking about thunder and lightning, and that isn't the weather. And then we're going to be talking about Webby and Inform. So stay tuned for the next 25 or so minutes. Don't forget, if you have any audio or written or any other kind of feedback, the details will be at the end of this interview. So I look forward to speaking to you all soon, and thanks again for listening. Bye-bye. Okay, so I'm with Roger Wilson-Hines, and with Choice Technology UK Limited.
That's the one.
And I'll say at the outset, I've known Roger for some time now, and it's always good to catch up with him. And he was telling me about some really interesting developments that he's got going. So we're at his stand now, and he's going to do just that.
Okay. So I'm Roger.
Yes.
And, you know, we're mates. We've been talking to each other for quite a lot of years.
Yeah.
First thing is that at the end of July, we're closing Choice Technology UK Limited.
Yeah.
We're setting up a social business, a not-for-profit business called screenreader.net.
Yeah.
And the purpose is that we now have a screen reader which is free to blind people anywhere in the world. You can download it or have it off a disc or share it with friends, and for home personal use it's totally free.
Yeah.
But the people that are going to pay the bills are the organisations which claim to be blind friendly.
So this would be a bit like, in a wider context, like AVG gives their virus stuff away for free to the average, you know, to the user, but they sell the corporate version to the businesses.
Yeah. Or if you go on Google and do a search, you don't pay, but the advertisers pay the bills.
Yeah, yeah.
So we've adopted a modern, lean, mean e-commerce model.
Yeah, yeah.
To do a good thing and generate a bit of money.
And this is in the social network, the social firms type of idea, is it?
It is. It's very much a social enterprise. I'm very keen on social enterprise. Mm. It's enterprise, trading, making money, but for the good of the community. We'll get something out of it. We'll pay ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, reasonably.
Yeah, yeah.
But we can't run off with the profits and go for the yacht and the Porsche and all that kind of stuff.
So, we've been hearing a lot about Thunder screen technology, the Thunder screen reader. Is that different?
Thunder is the talking computer making a noise.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
And lightning is the magnifier. Thunder's the one that's going to be free.
Yeah.
The speech is going to be free.
Yeah.
We may or may not at some later date make the magnifier free. We're not sure really what to do with that. Currently we're selling the magnifier for 100 quid. We've put up screenreader.net as a website, and anyone can download it from there.
Yeah.
Now you need to know what's special about Thunder. If anybody wants to use Microsoft Word or Outlook Express or the internet, Thunder is your choice.
Yeah.
You know, you need to try that first before you spend money on anything else. That's kind of good advice.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, you needn't bother with it.
Yeah.
But before you spend out, you might want to try Thunder first.
Mm.
And it'll do a good job on those three applications.
Yeah.
And I think it's especially good on email and the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The thing about it as well is that traditional screen readers have what's called an off-screen model.
Yeah.
That means you load an intercept, you know, and you get conflicts with video cards and other programs.
Sure. Yeah.
There's none of that with Thunder. That's all gone away. This is new technology, and it's solid and safe and good to use. You can run it even if you've got JAWS or Window Eyes or whatever running on your machine.
Yeah.
You can have this as well. So even if you've got JAWS, you can have it as a kind of backup for when there's a crash or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So it's a good thing to have and try before you do anything else. If you don't like it, we can't support individuals. We can't have long phone calls with you and so on. But
you get, presumably, support.
Yeah, there's support on the net. But that leads on to how we're going to support it.
Yeah.
We are seeking organisations like local blind societies or groups or lists or perhaps colleges, schools, whatever. We want local organisations to have a few local people. They support each other. They help each other with downloads and difficulties and all that kind of thing. We can't do that. That's got to be done locally by users.
But that adds to the social firm.
It adds, thinking, doesn't absolutely. Yeah. And the clinch thing about a social firm is we do try to generate work opportunities for blind people.
Yeah.
So our trainers will be blind people.
Yeah.
If you can see, you're barred. Simple as that. If you can see a bit, well, we'll think about it. But if you're a totally blind person who's clever and wants to support people over the phone or whatever, or travel support, and you know, we'll talk to you and we'll listen.
Yeah.
But you've got to be pretty good.
Yeah, sure. This is going to be different and better, presumably, than, because I can hear the questions that people will be asking is things like, well, what if we're going to have some a screen that I don't have to buy? I've already got Microsoft Sam or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the difference?
It's a proper screen reader. You'll be able to write a document in Word. You'll be able to find out what the font size is,
yeah,
and whether it's centred or left justified or whatever,
yeah,
or whether it's bold. You'll be able to use a lot more in Windows applications than I've described. You'll be able to go to Control Panel and change the resolution if you've got a bit of sight.
Yeah. Does it work with things like if you're using forms on the internet and that kind of thing?
Yeah, you can fill in forms on the internet. You can do a very quick and easy internet search for something that you want to know about, which we'll perhaps do in a minute.
Because I'm going to ask you about Webby as well, so bear that
in mind. Well, Webby's part of it.
Okay, so let's have a chit-chat
about Webby. Just say about Webby.
Tell me about Webby.
Yeah. Notoriously, the internet is ever so difficult to access if you can't see and you're not a techie.
Yeah.
You know, and there's things like forms mode and virtual focus and all that, which is really quite complicated.
Yeah.
Half a day's training or whatever, and you're still muddled. Yeah.
Yeah.
We think we've made the internet really so easy by Webby. WEBBIE stands for Internet Explorer. So it's a nice, easy interface, a good way of getting to the web.
Yeah.
Should we go to the machine?
Did you think of all these names?
No.
Ah.
If they're good names, I thought of them. If they're bad names, the inventor thought of them.
Okay. Well, which machine do you want to go
to? If you follow me here.
Yeah. Oh, this one with the huge screen.
You sit on my left.
Yeah.
Incidentally, I like this podcasting idea.
Yeah,
podcasting.
Brilliant. Yeah, and that's what we're wanting to do. And
if we get time, we'll find a few podcasts and see how they sound.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be fun because we're going to get
program manager.
That is awesome. That isn't what you get with it, is it?
No, we cheat a bit. When you first download it, you get this lovely English voice.
Yeah.
It's awfully upmarket. You get that for 15 days.
Yeah.
The screen reader's free, but the posh voice isn't ours to give away, so it's 40 quid if you want it.
Oh, yeah.
Or you can resort to whatever voices you've got on your machine. So it's choice. So I'll say the keystrokes as I'm doing it.
Okay.
And I'll try not to forget.
Okay. So you're using a laptop there, aren't
you? I've got a pokey little laptop, which is about 2.5 years old.
Yeah, okay.
We've got posh new machines all around the room.
Yeah, I'll see,
People want to know it works on older machines.
I think that's what I mentioned it for, because I can see that it's a smaller keyboard than someone else.
If
it's going to work on this, it'll work on it.
Yeah, exactly. You need an XP machine, Windows XP machine, or Windows 2000.
Yeah.
98 doesn't work, 95 doesn't work. Okay. Here we go. Start menu, and then W for web.
Start menu. WebIE 3. WebIE, CompoBox.
In a minute, Paul, I'm going to ask you to think of a couple of keywords to do a search.
Okay.
So we now, I hope we're on the web here.
Yeah.
And we're going to do a search. I press Control, Shift, and W.
WebSerc.
And it says WebSerc. You can't say WebSerc.
Excellent.
So what should we look up?
We're going to put VI podcasting in, aren't we? Because
we've got to, haven't we? Really?
Yeah.
So
V.
We're searching for this, so we don't need the website. VI. Is it all one word?
Yeah.
DCASTING. I can't spell, so you need to help
me. That's all right.
And I press enter.
Vipodcasting. List item. www.asidplanet.com/podcast/rsf. Vipodcasting.
Okay, enter.
WebIE. Webpage. Vipodcasting. Welcome to Vipodcasting. And thanks for visiting my site. Link 1. New. Click here for Podchester, the only UK village where almost everyone is a VIP. Contact and feedback send audio, or written feedback to, link 2, vipodcasting.
Okay, so that would chatter all day reading the website.
Yeah, I see, yeah.
Now, I've got two options using Webby. Mm. I can press Control L and arrow up and down and choose the link I want by pressing Enter.
Yeah.
Or I can press Control K and that strips out all the links. K stands for crop, by the way. Yeah. I told you I couldn't spell. It crops the page of all the links and elements, and you're just left with the words that you found.
Yeah.
Yeah? So I could press Control K and just read the words on that site.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know this site. So
no, that's good.
Should I do Control L?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Webpage links.
I always put the links up as
click here for Podchester.
New window, but
okay. The only
enter on that.
Yeah, so that's going to take to a new page.
Webpage.
Okay.
And then if you go down, it'll say links start here.
Okay.
But he's not reading it.
Should I just go for the links?
Yeah, because it's not too. Yeah.
Webpage links. PODCHESTER at GOGL.
Now that's the feedback email.
www.pch001_2006.
Let's see what happens.
Podchester.
Welcome to Podchester, presenting QAC Site Village 2006.
So you know when you were putting in the search, it didn't speak then, did it? It didn't give you the individual letters you were typing.
Sorry, I've got it set to speak words.
Ah,
I could have
that's all it is.
To,
that's all yeah, it is. That's it good is. Enough for
I
me.
I could have
said
www. I'll now show you how email works, okay?
Yeah.
So I'll go to Start Menu.
Start Menu.
E for
start
email.
Email.
If we get a bit of broken speech, it's because we're doing...
Outlook Express script initialized.
That's the spam killer working.
Yeah.
We're going into it now.
100%.
Yeah, it's doing
100%. Progress bar. Penny Heffron.
So now I'm into Outlook Express.
Yeah.
So I arrow up and down to find the one I want.
Yeah.
Paul. Subject. Outlook Express. The message. www. Penny Heffron.
Yes, Penny Heffron.
Subject. BBACT.
So, supposing I want to hear from Penny.
Yeah.
I press the tab key and listen.
Dear colleague.
Oh, well. Okay. I like that. So I tab round.
Dear colleague, it's been glorious over the past few days as I sat here putting together our latest newsletter, and I hope that you will feel some of the sunshine has managed to creep into its pages.
So that's how I listen to my email. If I want to listen line by line, I can. I just press the down arrow key.
Blank. It's been glorious over the past few days as I sat...
And if I wanted to highlight something, like a phone number or whatever, I can. Shift, Control and down arrow.
Yeah.
So.
That's the usual sort of Windows keyboard commands.
All the usual things.
Yeah.
It's been glorious over the past...
If I want to reply to it, Control R.
Yeah.
All the usual Windows keys for those that know. So that's how easily we do emails.
Email.
Yeah? Yep. So I'll close this down.
Start menu. Microsoft Office Word 2003.
Enter on that.
Menu item.
I'm using a little
Word
laptop,
script
so every time I touch the mouse pad, it interferes with things.
Right, okay.
So I'm now in Microsoft Word, and it said so. So if I download the last document I was showing to somebody, this might be commercial spiel, by the way. So
that's all right, we can,
Okay, so Alt F.
New.
Number one.
Menu item.
Pressing one brings up the last document.
Yeah.
Microsoft Word document.
Okay, now, I can read the whole document with Shift Control and down arrow.
Yeah.
Auto down. The best things in life are free talking software from Hyperlink, HTTP. www.screenreader.net. Just try. No need to buy. Why pay extra to read the computer?
You don't need any more of that.
No,
rubbish,
I know.
That's
convinced.
The commercial. No, you can cut that out if you want to.
Okay. No, it's good.
It's good. Okay. So that's how we get into Microsoft Word. And I can press Alt 5.
Times New Roman. 16. Bold.
And I can press Alt 6.
Left justified.
So I know quite a bit about
what's
happening.
Yeah, already,
Which is good. Okay, I'll go into a new document so as not to spoil it, and I'll show you how the spell check works.
Okay.
So Control N.
Microsoft Word document.
Fresh document.
Yeah.
I'll type some garbage in.
This is not good spelling.
Okay.
G.
Okay.
Yeah.
T.
You can press F7 in the normal way and use the dialog box. But much easier to press Caps Lock N for next error.
Found this spelled. THISS.
Okay?
Yeah.
For those that know, it looks for the red line, which indicates an error word. It says it and it spells it.
Yeah.
So I know that's an error word. Now I press the application key or the right mouse key.
Yeah.
and I arrow down.
Of course, yeah. Yeah.
Theus. Thus. Theses.
So.
Thus. Theus. This.
This menu is the one item. I want.
Yeah.
I can check it with caps lock semicolon.
Yeah.
This.
Or I
menu
can
item.
Shift caps lock and semicolon.
THIS space.
That is the one I want.
Yeah.
So I press enter.
Microsoft Word document.
And it's corrected it.
Yeah.
Now, isn't that much easier?
Yeah. Well, especially if you go, because obviously if you're doing it as you go along, you think, oh, I'm sure I made an error there, and you go, you can just check it on the fly, can't you?
Yeah. Or you could do it all when you're finished.
Yeah, whichever just, you wanted
you know,
to do. Yeah.
Which you've got that choice.
Okay.
So that's how we do these things. Yeah.
Okay.
And the dialogue boxes and all that kind of stuff work. If I want to change font size. If I want this document in big fonts, I would do Control A,
select all,
highlight it,
yeah.
Alt O,
font, menu
center.
Item,
yeah,
font,
size,
Arial.
Alt S,
yeah. Size 24.26.272. Document
that's
2,
nice and big.
Microsoft
very
Word,
big.
Microsoft Word
that.
Document,
okay. And I can check I've got it right.
Arial 72,
of course, yeah.
Bold.
Okay. So that's how Microsoft Word works.
Wow.
So you have to keep in your mind, we claim it does three things: Word, the internet, and Outlook Express.
Yeah.
It will do a lot more.
Yeah.
You can go into control panel, you can do all sorts of things, but we don't claim that.
Okay.
Okay?
Talk to me about why you would get involved in providing or wanting there to be a free screen reader for anyone that wants it. Because not everyone's bothered, are they? Most people just think, well, if I can make as much dosh at it as possible.
Yeah, yeah. And I do like making money. I mean,
yeah.
Margaret and I love it when the checks come in.
Yeah,
you know, we're
yeah.
business people, we're
yeah.
enterprising people.
Yeah.
But we've got this social idea in our mind. It's got to benefit the community, otherwise it's boring and kind of worthless. You know?
Mm.
You know, I went 20 years as a professional person as my sight got worse, pretending I didn't need to read.
Mm.
You know, I pretended I didn't need to read textbooks and all that kind of stuff.
Mm.
And I made a virtue of not being able to fill the forms and all that.
Mm.
And because of the talking computer, I now can.
Yeah.
So following on from that, you know, it's about people wanting to grow and develop themselves.
Mm.
With a computer and a phone, a blind person's king or queen.
Mm.
Yeah. You can get work, you can generate your own work, you can tell a tale, you can persuade people, you can get things done, you can make your friends.
Mm.
You need a computer that talks and a phone, and then you're into literacy, you're into education, and you're into independence and work.
Yeah.
And the technology's come of age this year. We've tried to do this with Lookout in past years, but it's built on a shaky foundation because it crashes with video cards and that kind of stuff.
Mm.
So the low cost model, I mean, we made a living out of it. We made a few thousand quid last year. We're not poor.
Mm.
But this has got a terrific impact potential because it's safe and set, solid.
Mm.
And, you know, I could imagine somebody at school in India, it's an 18-year-old thinking about university. Yeah?
Yes.
They can get to an internet cafe. Yeah?
Yeah.
This can go on an internet cafe computer because it's not going to crash and disturb.
Yeah.
They can have access within minutes. Yeah.
This would be more your interest as opposed to, I don't know, if a Birmingham City Library came to you, for example, or a City Library came to you and said, we want this. I mean, would you still be interested in at least getting something from them?
Because
because it's not quite the same thing, is it, as your man in India or your lad in India who's not going to get access to this unless he goes to any, you know, the libraries, although they cry out for funding, they can
find
give you something.
We charge organisations 1,000 quid a year in the UK to be partners with us, and that finances the project. And it enables us to do what we're doing for people in India or Kenya or whatever.
And you've said partners, so how does that benefit the light? I mean, I'm asking you the obvious, how does that benefit? We know it's obvious the benefit for the lad in India, but how does it benefit the library or those that might use the library?
Probably the best example is a local blind society.
Yeah.
Supposing in County X, they've got 3,000 blind people on their books.
Yeah.
Supposing 50 of them think they'd like to be, you know, use a computer and keep reading and writing. Yeah?
Mm.
Perhaps 30 or 40 out of the 50 might not be able to afford expensive software.
Mm.
So they get taken to the resource centre, they get shown all this expensive stuff, and then they're told the bill. And they say, you know, nice, but can't do it. Yeah?
Mm.
But with this, if the society is a partner, they can show it to them at the resource centre, and they can say, yeah, take a disc.
Mm.
costs 18 pence to make a disc. Take a disc home with you, put it on your family machine, talk nicely to your granddaughter, she'll get it going for you. Print off the manuals, give a bit of help, and then husband and wife can start arguing about the computer instead of other things.
And do you think, I mean, this will carry on developing, will it? I mean, what's the intention? Is it that you want really just to maintain something that works with the three
items? We'll keep developing. If we draw the finances and if we don't get worn out, you know, we'll develop it to do all sorts of things as they come up on the internet.
Yeah.
I mean, I can give two good examples. If people at home who can't see have a computer that talks, there's a phone company called 18866.
Yeah.
You need a computer, you fill a little form in, and you give your phone number on that form, and forever afterwards you can make free phone calls on your ordinary phone around the country.
Yeah.
And that would almost pay for the broadband or whatever. There's so many benefits, and of course the best deals are on the internet.
Yeah.
If you want a radio or a hi-fi that costs £100 in the shops, you'll be able to get it for 60 or 70 on the internet.
Yeah, that's right.
And food and shopping at Tesco's and maybe your bank account, I don't know.
Yeah, for sure.
Loads of things you can do.
I mean, is it safe in those sort of terms? I mean, like, is Webby as safe as... at least as safe as traditional Microsoft sort of Internet Explorer when you're accessing your bank and things?
This is quite difficult. I'm not a big techie, but I begin to understand these things.
Mm.
Webby is Internet Explorer.
Yes.
What Webby does, it behaves like Internet Explorer, but it knocks out all the bits we don't want, like pictures and small print and code and stuff, garbage, the colour and everything. But we're just left with line-by-line text. Everything else is knocked out. We can't change the text. We can't change what the person intended to send. But we knock out everything that's not wanted, and then we control the size of it and the colour of it and that.
Yeah.
So Webby is Internet Explorer, but presented for blind people.
Absolutely brilliant.
That's the trick.
Absolutely brilliant. Cool. Well, I think in some ways, you know, this interview this talk is more about the why than the what, because it is quite simple, really. You can say it in a few words, can't you, what it does, and it is what it is.
Free things are rubbish things, like being able to see is free, so no, that's not rubbish, is it? Like the grass and the trees, they're free, so that no, they're not rubbish.
Well, exactly. You
just need to think in this.
Absolutely.
I've thought of a nice way of expressing it to people. I think actually we put the horse back in front of the cart.
Yes.
But when computers and the web were invented, the guy behind it all wanted it for everybody.
Yeah.
But people have made money out of this, and there's now a big financial barrier.
Mm.
I think we've put the horse back in front of the car.
Mm.
The object is blind people to be able to read and write and get literacy and join the world, you know?
Yeah.
That's what we want.
How responsive is the screen reader with the keys? Is it normal?
It's never so fast.
Yeah.
That's how it works. It's pretty responsive. For Daniel, it's very responsive because that's quite normally slow. Shall we do a bit on Inform? Inform is a programme. It's going to cost £200.
Yeah.
And it's for people that really don't want a computer. They actually want to listen to a book or listen to a radio or a CD or a Daisy or whatever. Mm. Yeah?
Yeah.
So when you go into it, you arrow down and hear the choices.
News. Blank. Web.
Web is the first one.
Mm. News.
News.
Scan and hear.
Scan and hear with a scanner plugged in.
Yeah.
Live radio.
Live radio. Oh, wow. And there's also...
CD.
CD. Play your CD or Daisy.
Notes.
And notes. You can plug a microphone and just record
excellent.
A voice. So let's just go to live radio.
CD. Live radio.
Okay. And I'll just go through a few. I'll press the tab key. It's very easy.
Bloomberg Business News. Radio station. ABC Radio. U105. Spectrum. Radio station. Capital Gold. Radio station. One word, radio station.
Just go for one word.
Yeah, we like one word.
List item. Playing radio station. One word.
Wow. That's quick.
Well, that's easy and quick. And if you want to change your mind...
Capital Gold.
In 1851,
LBC Great Exhibition.
BBC Radio 5 Live.
In Hyde Park.
In spite of prophecies of failure,
radio station.
The exhibition...
Spectrum. List item. Playing radio station. Spectrum.
Well, that is pretty good.
That is pretty good.
Okay. And if you want to stop, you press the tab key.
Yeah.
Play live radio. Stop playing live radio.
Wow.
Stop playing.
That's nice.
And that's possibly why the podcast wouldn't play, because I've got the media set to this, do you see?
Yeah. But that's pretty good. I like that. Can you actually? So you can you store your audio books? I guess you can if you're bringing them in from CD, can't you?
Yeah, you can. You could set up a folder and store, save to your hard disk, store what you want.
Yeah.
Create your own personal library.
Yeah. This is the one where you could add the podcast subscription ability to, isn't it? If it isn't already, because you could. All you need is a list of the RSS feeds that it needs to go and download from.
Absolutely.
And then you can, and then you've got. I mean, it doesn't look that dissimilar from some podcast catching software I've seen anyway.
Yeah. And it's all built around the same technology.
It's really good.
So that's better than buying a scanner, you know, because you get radio and your Daisy. It's listened to everything, really, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah,
it should be.
And so again, for the price, I mean, obviously someone could go ahead and download. Well, they get media player bundled and stuff. Yeah. Is this more about the accessibility of it and the ease of use?
Yeah, we just usability is the thing.
And usability,
yeah,
of course.
We've made it easy to, you know, we've made
you
it
took
so
about three or four buttons, weren't you?
Yeah, with a keypad in your hand, you know, the kind of little keypad that accountants use.
Yeah,
you could hold that in your hand and you could. Apart from typing in the websites you want to add to your favourites, you could listen to everything just by using a keypad.
So could you make a mobile version of Inform? Wouldn't there be any point? Or
mobile's challenging and interesting. I've had ideas about technology for years. You've got to wait until the technology is
ready. There,
The dream of mobile stuff is great, but the reality is you're on a train. You try and download a bit of music and stuff, and you go through a tunnel, and you lose the connection.
That's been a
nightmare. You know, you can spend £5
yeah.
and get half a download.
Yeah, I've done that. Yeah, it's still 3G, for example, still really at the stage that GSM was about 10 years ago.
That's right.
So,
but, you know, in years to come, we'll get it. You know, there'll be hotspots everywhere for download.
Yeah.
But so, you know, a little laptop and this technology, you can download on the train, you can do things.
Yeah.
You can listen.
Absolutely fantastic.
Mobile will come. So the contact information is this. If you want to try out the screen reader, you go to www.screenreader.net.
Yeah.
There's a lot of information on there. There are help files and tutorials.
Yeah.
And there are frequently asked questions.
Yeah.
And all that will grow over the next few months. So my job will be to make that information grow and grow. If I'm talking to people and answering emails, I'll get nowhere.
Mm.
We can't do it.
Mm.
So that's the way it has to be. So my only contact is go on the website, try it. If it works, fine. If it doesn't, give it a few months and try again and we might have improved it.
Thank you for downloading or subscribing to Podchester. You can leave audio or written feedback at podchester@googlemail.com. Visit us on the web at www.vipodcasting.com/podchester.htm. And now you can leave messages on our comment line 0787 98 11 117.